the truth is hidden in plain view, but most of the time people are not aware of what's going on. You know, just like a sociopath, anybody who crosses your boundaries, they're usually sociopaths or even worse, psychopaths. If somebody's crossing boundaries all the time, they're definitely a narcissist. They're probably a sociopath, and they might be a psychopath. Because there's your spectrum. You start out as a narcissist, then you go to a sociopath, then you go to a psychopath, unless you get saved. And then God, let's say a sociopath gets saved, which is hard to imagine. You know? But let's say Cain was a psychopath. Cain killed Abel. Say, what would happen if Cain would have got saved, you know? He'd have probably changed his name, for one. He'd have had to been humbled. He would have had to really have a total change, a total metamorphosis, you know. But just because if a psychopath got saved, it doesn't mean there's not consequences. They still have consequences to what they've done and the way they've been most of their life. But one way, so when somebody's crossing boundaries, there's, you know, you think, oh, that's okay. No, it's a sign of a sociopath. It's hidden in plain view. Another thing, like words that people use. If somebody says something about, or you go, let's say you go buy some walkie-talkies because you've got two cars, your family, you want a walkie-talkie so you can communicate back and forth in the car or whatever. Walkie-talkie. Why do they call them walkie-talkies? Because you walk while you talk. You walkie while you talkie. So it's been hidden in plain view your whole life, but you never really put the two together. They just call it a walkie-talkie. It's simple, but it's hidden in plain view. So just like stuff like that's hidden in plain view. You're talking about psychological stuff, names of items that you just take for granted, that you never really thought about the names. There's also holographic truth hidden in plain view. You're in a story, like the word talk means to tell, right? The word talk actually means to tell a story. And the word tell also is T-A-L-E, to follow after. So when you talk, you're telling a story that follows after what? Follows after Christ, the story. So when you're walking and you're talking, your walk is telling a story, your talk is telling a story, and it's a story about Christ. Or it's a story about the Antichrist. Depends on your walk and your talk. It depends on your walkie-talkie, your walkie and your talkie. And so if you look at a walkie-talkie, it's communicating at a distance, right? You have two people have walkie-talkies, they're communicating at a distance. So likewise, your walk and your talk is communicating at a distance. And the distance is the 5D is manifesting in 3D. The 5D or higher is manifesting in the 3D. Your mind, doctrine determines behavior. So your belief system and your thoughts and your mind determine your walk. This is kind of deep, but think about what I'm saying. The 5D is so high and above the 3D, it's not even funny. But if your mind is spirit, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, then your mind is way higher than your 3D body. So out of the heart, the mouth speaks. That tells you the heart is 5D. And so the walk down here and the talk down here, the King James says conversation. The same word conversation is together turned. So your walk and your talk, your conversation, meaning the word conversation, in the King James, you look it up in the Greek, it means your behavior, your talk, your actions, all the above. So your walk, your talk, your conversation is a message from the spirit realm in the natural realm. And that's why when you hear somebody cursing and all that and using foul language, it's because they're from the dark side. They're speaking from the dark side. If you got somebody who's stealing or lazy, they're speaking from the dark. Their conversation, their act, their walk is from the dark side. If you got somebody complaining and gossiping and backbiting all the time and bitterness out of their mouth, they're walking their talks from the dark side, from the flesh mind. So you have a dance down here in the 3D. You have a dance between the flesh and the spirit. And so the flesh and the spirit's always fighting against each other, right? That is the game. That is Wally Cody. That is Jerry Springer. That is drama. That is music. That is the movies. That is everything that you're doing. Your walk and your talk is a message from a distance. And the distance is the unseen spirit plane. So the walk and the talk reveal which spirit is behind the vessel.